And now, live from the Highwayman's Lodge, it's
Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Good evening.
I am in the slightly unusual situation that A, I'm absolutely buggered, and B, I haven't got any headphones.
You haven't. I have.
Well done. You've found Punky Radio. My name's the award-winning Paul B. Edwards.
And I'm the award-winning Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week this week.
Have we?
Yeah.
That's
it's
lovely.
Not as good as the word of the week that's coming next week.
Okay.
I'm ahead of the game.
Oh, are
I'm
you
ahead
just?
Of the game.
That's lucky.
Did you enjoy the fireworks tonight?
Yes, they were fantastic.
We'll talk about it later. But
okay.
Once a year on November the 5th, the good people of the UK celebrate burning Catholics.
Yeah, I never knew that. I knew the whole Guy Fawkes thing, but it's there's more
just
to it.
Just an excuse to burn Catholics, mate.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
If you're going to burn anyone...
If you're going to
burn
anyone...
Burn the religious!
You know, let's face it, what's the point of burning a Protestant?
Exactly.
They don't appreciate it. My mum... You know my mum's got a problem with Catholics.
No.
Did you know this?
No.
My mum, like, she's very low church. Right.
Okay.
And... She does go to church. Fair play to my mother. Like, she is religious, but in that Protestant, it doesn't really matter sort of way.
Okay.
Right. And my mum's a... I heard her go, she jumped bloody Catholics on my roundabout. How she knows they're on her roundabout, I don't know. Bloody Catholics on my roundabout. I went, what's that? And she goes, muttering to themselves and fumbling with beads. So that is it. If you're not a Catholic and you want to find out about them, ask my mother. Apparently they just mutter to themselves and fumble with beads. I have seen them doing that. If you are a Catholic, you're slightly upset by that, why not email Tony at punkyradio.com, title your email, stop having a go at us Catholics, you Protestant.
Otherwise we'll just burn you.
Yeah, or perhaps we'll burn you.
Why not?
That's right.
We do to everybody else.
What? This is Backman Turner Overdrive, right, mate?
They just feel like it. Using the only desk we can't find any information on.
This desk is prehistory.
It looks good, though.
It's brilliant, isn't it? The microphone sound great.
It's chunky.
And hey, have I got my voice back or what?
You have.
It's not completely
did
back.
Did antibiotics do her work?
She did. My antibiotics really sorted things
That's
out.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Should we play the first song?
I think we should.
Now, I believe it was the week before last, we played a couple of Red Flag 77 songs.
Yep, from Ipswich.
From Ipswich, yeah. The Tractor Boys of Punk, as I like to call them. We've got another one for them tonight, from their album, Stop the World. I will be playing the title track shortly.
Is it called Stop the World?
It is, yeah.
Brilliant.
But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Red Flag 77's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RedFlag77.
Yes, you are right. But for a bonus point, have they added us?
No.
Bastard.
There you go.
Tony 2, poorly be the internet nil. Red Flag 77, pull your fingers out. We love you. This is Stop the World.
Name of religion, name of greed.
That was Red Flag 77. This
it
is
was.
The Planet Smashers.
From Ipswich.
Good band. Great song.
And from Ipswich, while I remember, it's Tommy's birthday this weekend, or it was. So, happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy birthday, Tommy. Tommy's
a Red Flag fan.
He's in some ways, he's our biggest fan. In other ways, he's my biggest irritant.
He's your dad.
He is my dad, but he starts a new MySpace profile every day.
That's true.
And Tommy, I'm getting a bit annoyed. Thing is, we have heard less from him recently because he's got that top bird in tow.
Calling Tommy's bint.
He's got his top. Well, no, you call him. You call him.
Him?
You call her Tommy's bint. Doesn't he call her Super Tommy or something?
That's Super Tommy.
Yeah, well, isn't she the queen of Super Tommy?
Couldn't quite possibly be.
It's very odd.
I don't. It's all a bit strange in Ipswich.
It's very odd.
I've never been there before. Is it strange in Ipswich? I wouldn't
Mate,
know.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it might be.
I've played Ipswich four or five times. The thing about Ipswich is, Ipswich and Norwich, they're rivals, but they're 40, 50 miles from each other because there's nothing out there. It's on its own. Ipswich, Norwich reminds me of Madrid. Very much
really?
So. Yeah. Out on its own, weird city. Ipswich, where Tommy lives, reminds me more of Hades.
I'll give you that.
Ipswich, right. The gigs I've done in Ipswich have either been in front of squaddies, chavs, or, and you know I like them, transvestites.
Nice. You do like them.
I did a transvestite gig in Ipswich once. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But the crowd were brilliant. I loved them. And the MC was playing his own music as intro music.
Right.
And stuff before the show and that. And he played Scorpios by Adam and the Ants, which I've always thought was a great song. But I've now discovered it's the campest song ever. Because you hear that song.
Camper than Prince Charming?
Camper.
Really?
Pretty, look young, be fearless. Like the Scorpio's pretty, have fun, don't listen. When you're told there's none, the Scorpion. Bam, down, down.
You bam, actually bam, know the dance bam, moves. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, it is.
Ah.
Looking back, it is gay. Mind
camper
you,
boy.
You know, I bought it when I was 12.
Oh, fair enough.
I was never confused.
Can you be camp when you're 12?
I'm never confused.
You can camp when you're 12.
I did camp when I was 12 at Newmarket.
There you go, then.
So there you go.
God.
And
what a revelation.
Me and the two boys that I was in the tent with, and one of them's dad, who was a bit odd and kept saying, do you want some soup?
Did he?
He did keep saying it. We never wanted it.
No.
We didn't want his soup.
No.
We thought, no, dad's soup wrong. That's what we thought. Dad's soup wrong. Dad's soup wrong. Yeah, it was. I ought to get on with this. That's another story for another day.
The soup.
Speaking of MySpace.
Were we?
Yeah.
Okay.
MySpace latest comments. Great way to get in touch with us. All you have to do, if you are a member of MySpace, if you are logged on, if you are a user, a joiner, a person. What are they called, MySpace?
A joiner.
You got a MySpace site. Yeah.
Member.
If you're a carpenter,
join MySpace.
If you're a carpenter, can you join MySpace, please? It really does need some shelves.
Everything needs shelves.
Can you think of anywhere that doesn't need shelves?
The TARDIS.
Other than Shelves Are Us. That well-known store. MySpace latest comments, right? Great way to get in touch with. If you are a MySpace member, simply add us as a friend, then you can leave a comment. If you're not,
MySpace sucker, maybe.
Grow up. All right, Tony, you don't like it. I do.
I don't really like it.
These are quite old comments, because, of course, we didn't say at the start of the show, but we are, of course, in the Highwayman's Lodge this week.
We are, and we should have said at the start of the show. It's a little bit of a stinger at the start.
We've got the stinger that reflects that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
at the start.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. We are in the Highwayman's Lodge.
We are.
A little bit further up the Great North Road than the first coaching point from London
but
to York.
But they do have good bonfires.
If you'd like to know. We know how to do a bonfire,
you
don't
do.
We? In this part of the world, we know how to do a bonfire.
Not to
I
burn
said
stuff.
To you when we walked in, if we'd been in Sherwood Forest, where I was and you still are,
yeah.
And they'd had the same thing, I said, you'd have been terrified, wouldn't you? He went, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, nah. Because highwaymen don't work in the dark.
There would have been a bunch of hoodies melting their skag over the bonfire. It's not all right. No, 10 minutes, mate. That's what it would have been, apparently.
And other colloquialisms.
That's right.
There you go. MySpace. Ladies' comments. Punky, I've missed you twat so much, and I'm sure you've missed me. Open brackets or not, close brackets. Just wanted to stop in and say hello. By the way, whatever happened to what's her face? The clit woman or something. Always looking the gay maker.
The clit woman?
I believe she means Ruby Breastnut Clito in the Brito.
Yeah. I commonly know as the clit woman.
The clit woman.
When is the clit woman coming over to this country?
Not till next April, mate.
Oh, she's been delayed now.
I have information, yeah.
Oh.
She was going. What she's doing is she's going over south of France.
Right.
Producer. Is from the south of France.
Okay.
And she's planning to go over there for a couple of weeks. And she was going to come over in December because she thought it would be cool. But when she found out I was busy doing gigs, not writing, she's left it until April.
Oh.
Chick's digging me. The chick's digging me.
What, you won't be busy in April? I'm sure you will.
If I know she's coming over, I'll be well busy.
She scares me.
She scares you, terrifies me. This is from Scott.
Scott.
Punky Mice, but not R.
Not
Scott.
Not the Scott.
Not R. Oh, Scott. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Well, it is R. Scott.
Oh.
It's that Scott that messes everything up about this show, pays no attention, doesn't understand irony. That Scott.
Okay.
Yeah. Go suck a veiny sausage. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Scott. Hi guys, hope everything's okay with you. I have a new song, The Fallen, based on the famous Ode to Remembrance poem by Lawrence Binyon. I believe it means Byron. It is available to listen to /, download at broadium.com, The Fallen, and if you ask nicely, I might even let you play it on your show on November the 11th. Now, aren't you lucky boys? She's funny.
Right.
Eleanor Purcell.
Oh no.
What a card.
God, she's such a card.
What a card. But you know,
she might let us play it on November the 11th.
I understand she's using some bard backbeats on it.
Wicked, wicked. Booyaka. Aight.
She's got some backbeats on it, mate.
Jungle is massive.
Do you do something now?
I've got the podcast added comments. Shall I read there without
those? Tony, have you got the podcast added comments?
I have. It's a new month, everyone. And thank you all so much for your votes this month. We're doing really well. As always, but
we
if you haven't
more.
Voted so far, we always need more. So get yourselves over to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. If you're also on MySpace, you go to myspace.com/punkyradio. There is a vote box on there, and you just need to enter your email address and hit vote.
You're
that's
getting
all
quite
you
good
need
at that.
To do. Yeah. I'm quite lubricated. I could talk for miles.
I'm very lubricated.
Yeah, quite relaxed. Here are the first top five comments for this week. Oi, oi, oi. Cheers.
Oi, oi, oi.
What a bargain. And that's from Chris Hackett. Thanks for that, Chris.
Chris can't.
Welcome home.
Hackett.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Blighty. Just listen to the show and laugh the whole way through. You guys are even funnier than Jonathan Wass. Take
care. I think we are.
Graham Beach.
Graham Beach?
Yeah, not I, Graham, it's Graham Beach.
Not I, Graham.
Not I, Graham.
Just Graham Beach?
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Do you think there is a Graham Beach?
It's near Bondi Beach.
Is it?
Yeah.
You made that up.
I did. How did you know? God, you're so well travelled.
I am. I thought, hang on, I don't remember Graham Beach being by Bondi when I was surfing years ago.
There's a rather nice tandoori restaurant, but there's not a Graham Beach.
What are you talking about?
A very nice restaurant I went to, Bondi Beach. Very nice.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant it's not Graham Beach, like that was the name of a tandoori restaurant.
It should be. I did. I ate the meal and I thought, yeah, it tastes like a Graham.
You thought, bit woody.
Bit woody. More Graham needed.
It's a little bit Grahamy.
Yeah. I'm way too tired to come up with an interesting comment, but I got to have my punky radio. Thanks for being so funny, so weird, and we've proven that, and so damn punk. Now go play me some Wreck Kids from 100% Pure Burnt.
No.
What's records? I don't understand that.
Records.
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 Right. Wicked. Booyaka.
It's wicked.
Right.
It's wicked.
Bollocks to you then, Tony. I'll get my own duty fees then. Unfortunately, with Paul now sounding like Professor Yaffle full time, I fell asleep listening to Punky on the flight back from Madrid. I'll be listening to the alcohol cast this weekend too, so God help me. That'll be from Fatboy. You don't want to do that.
Fatboy is just a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a pie.
Zombino, an acoustic podcast shock. Crikey. Who'd have thunk it? Thanks to that. If it wasn't weird enough having Punky Radio playing proper poetry, well, we say proper, the It's the Frog Life acoustic podcast just played Zombino and the Skeletones. Show 38 was a Halloween special, and coming from the pool, I just had to play a track from everybody's favourite Punky gothic horror band. After all, it was Punky that first introduced me to Zats, which just goes to show that Punky really is uniting fans and bands across the lands. Thanks for your support, and keep up the great show. All orange looking for shameless self-promotion. That is from Ad Graham.
Now, I've got a couple of issues about that.
What's that?
First of all, I don't think uniting fans and bands from across the lands is introducing a bloke from Liverpool from a band from Liverpool.
That is a good point. Well made.
And secondly, what a cunt.
Harsh.
But I love him. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
But It's Frog's Life, always worth checking out.
Always worth checking out. Yeah. But basically, if you do Punky for the whole weekend, you need It's a Frog's Life on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough.
It's fair enough.
And Graham,
it's just a lot calmer.
I reckon you can probably use that as a little stinger for yourself. That's right. Make yourself feel a bit better. What with all your rubbish music and your nonsense?
That's harsh. I quite like some acoustic music.
No, you don't. Do you like that music that Alice Bird used to do? That was acoustic.
Who?
Exactly. Is that it, by the way?
That's
the it.
Sorry, that's podcast alley comments for this week. Thank you all for your votes. Please do carry on voting.
Hey, Tone.
Yes, mate.
You know how, for a few weeks now, I've been saying, there's this band, this CD I can't find.
Yes.
Found it, Monkey Bones.
Wicked. Where did you find it?
Found it in my bum.
Was it up there?
It was in my bum.
I knew something had to be.
Yeah, yeah. It was in my bum. Now, we might have played this. I was so happy when I found it. I'll tell you what I thought.
You weren't sitting down properly for months.
I'm not uncomfortable in these trousers. That's what was doing my voice in.
It all makes sense now. It all comes clear.
It all makes sense now. Yeah. Paul's got a rectangular plastic thing in his orifice.
Explains a great deal.
Because I like it being a
in
plastic
the shape
thing
of the bookend.
In my orifice. In the shape of a woodpecker. I've got a small rectangular plastic thing in my orifice in the shape of a woodpecker.
Fair enough. Now, anyway.
Monkey Bones, found them, loving them. This is from their album Catch 14 that came out in
11 to 10
years ago. Brilliant album, really, really good fun. And it, the pace changes all the way through. It's
like, right,
it's psychobilly, then it's punk, then it's rockabilly, then it's swing, then it's just a nice tune. It's all the way, you know. Buy it.
Yes,
I am going to be asking you to buy things a bit more heavily than I'm saying buy it now. But certainly get in touch with Monkey Bones through their MySpace page, which is
MySpace.com/monkeybones with a Z.
You've been doing your homework.
Is that right?
After
isn't
two
it?
Tracks, it's Tony 3. Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And this is Lies.
On Judgment Day will meet the angels, hallelujah. The last one's gonna be the first. The bubble is popped and we are not. Hasta la vista, baby. We're gonna hit the holy room. And every day I realize all I want to say, just a lie, just a lie. And every day I realize all I want to say, the fucking lies. I told ya. So send your money to the preachers, hallelujah. Get your salvation for a buck. Support the war and go to church to pray for peaceful planet. Ask for your love and watch your back. And every day I realize all I want to say, just a lie, just a lie. And every day I realize
beautiful world, such a beautiful people, such a craziness and happiness. I'm gonna kick that ass and break it and so, yeah, I'm gonna live it all alone.
What do you think of that then?
It's always good. Have we played that before?
Do you know, I wasn't sure.
It sounds really familiar.
I listened through the album, I wasn't sure whether we played it or not. There's plenty of other songs there that we haven't played before.
Yeah.
I think we might have played that simply because in the first
verse. A long time ago.
It's got the word fucking in it.
That's what I was thinking.
Which is why I think we probably have played it.
And all that, I think,
yeah, but I just like, it's really catchy.
It's great.
It's really cool. And do make sure you go on Monkey Bones Page, Tony, which is
MySpace.com/MonkeyBones, and that's with a Z.
Absolutely right. We'll be in our top friends.
Naturally.
It's bonfire night. We've had a
great
bonfire night. We'll be talking about it a bit later on. Last year's bonfire night, mate, terrified me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why?
I was so scared with all the bangs and crashes, the dog had to put me in the cupboard. Emails and messages. If you've got someone in particular that you want to say to me, email PaulieB@punkyradio.com with your query. Here's one. Now, I've been playing Scrambulous on Facebook, right?
Have you?
With Jay Bones, JJ Dupreez.
I'm playing him.
Dupreez.
I'm beating him as well.
You bet. I'd thrash him at Scrabble. Thrash him.
I'm not very good there.
He's an idiot.
Oh, right.
But he knows about his ska punk. Oh, yeah.
He does.
He does. Oh, yes. And we are planning another South African special. I'm just sorting it out. I imagine it'll happen in about 3.5 years' time, just before we play them again in the Rugby World Cup final.
Yeah.
When he's playing Scrabble, he called me a word. I went, what's that mean? He went, I've just thought of it. He goes, hey, boys, here is a word that me and my buddy Rockwell came up with. I'm trying to be a bit significant.
Yeah. Significant.
Noblet.
Rockwell.
Noblet.
Noblet.
It is a mixture between a knob, i.e. cock, and a hobbit, i.e. small fantasy man. Therefore, a small cock, a hobbit's cock. Well, you get the picture, you bunch of noblets. Use it, don't use it. From the man down south, always listening. Jay Bones.
Nice.
Fair enough. Although, I'm a bit concerned about this.
Why?
First of all, he's called a hobbit a small fantasy man.
Okay.
He hasn't said a small man of fantasy. He's actually suggested this man is a small fantasy. Small fantasy man. You know what that says to me?
Oh, he's just been a bit hippie.
That says to me.
What?
Jay Bones likes the little fellas.
Nice, it's true. Dressed up with a blonde wig, almost as good as a small woman.
In a pub in Portsmouth.
Maybe he's just saying, it's just a fantasy, man.
Love don't live here anymore.
Because she escaped.
Tony.
What?
Right, you didn't get time to kill her.
That's right. She got away. Called
Tony.
The cops. I had to move state and everything.
Tony?
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you all for your twats so far this month. We've got a few in. We're
glad we've got a bit of twatage, but we need more, don't we?
We always need more twat. It is drying up again, and you don't want to hear a dry twat. It's not nice.
Tony, I can't find the lighter. It's not clever.
Was it where the J-Bone CD was, the Monkey Bone CD? Might have been.
If it was, I won't find it for about 8 months.
If you've got a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
A reason.
And I want it to be really good.
Did you just fart then?
No.
Oh, I'll just turn the bloody CD player.
All right. Does that make a farting sound when you turn it off?
No, you do that with your bum.
Okay. This week's from Mike. Who is the first time I've heard from him, so...
Surname Hunt.
Michael Veracruz. Veracruz. Veracruz.
Veracruz. You see, I can't see it this week.
Veracruz. Hey, guys. I was listening to your show from the 23rd.
I've just opened my backy tin to put the CD player in it. That can't be right. It is.
Did we mention we're quite relaxed?
Fucked.
It's 2:30 in the morning, and yeah, there you go. Hey guys, I was into your show from the 23rd. I'll listen to 29th tomorrow at work and heard that you haven't been getting many nominations for Twats. So I thought I could help you out a bit. My nomination is named Robert. I work with him and he is one of those guys who do little work and take the lion's share of the credit. Robert. We live in Las Vegas and work for one of the hotels on the fabulous Las Vegas Strip. We have to say that by Nevada law. Fabulous Las Vegas Strip. Anyway, love the show, and that's
what
on Mike.
What a fabulous Las Vegas Strip.
So, it's short and sweet, really. This poor guy
called...
Oh,
is that it?
That's basically it. So, it's Robert. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. Who knows who Robert is?
I'm now ready.
Okay. Ready?
Hang on. Right.
So, Robert from the famous Las Vegas Strip...
Is a twat.
Thank you for that, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
It's all appreciated. And you see, even if your twats aren't necessarily very well written or read out, Tony, you can still read them out.
Tony.
Yes, Paul.
I can't see.
I'm here. Follow the sound of my voice.
I'm having a lovely weekend.
It's not best thing to say. When your co-host says, I've gone blind, not the best thing to happen.
Getting off my antibiotic was really... big relief.
It's good to see she still comes around though.
Hey,
and she's done a good job.
She's done a great job. Done a bloody great job. I've got some other stuff to say.
Because you know,
the
listeners very nearly had to have a show hosted by me.
Right, well, I've heard all about your skill.
You don't want that.
I believe I'll put this in additional material.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
I have some Total Talk Nonsense issues.
Okay.
Right.
Are you caught up? They're getting rather podcasty.
No, I've not looked for about a week. So if there's been a very recent one, I haven't heard it.
I'm going back
to the couple that did before when Scott had some issues about me. Now, I have prepared a statement.
Okay.
I've prepared a statement, right?
Yes.
This isn't part of the statement. TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Yes.
Great podcast.
Great podcast. Great guys.
I reckon it's the second best podcast out there.
John's my favourite. Who's yours?
John. Yeah. Scott's a fucking weirdo. He's a geek. He's a geek. Oh, beg my pardon. And beg my pardon. Now that we're thousands of miles away from him, I can say, Scott, you need to punch that Rick bloke.
You said that at the time.
Yeah, well, he didn't listen.
When you was 3 metres away.
He didn't listen.
No,
We watched a video tonight.
Oh, man.
That's good, isn't it?
No. How embarrassing was that? And they put it on their website, which is really great to know.
Well, that's why they've done it, because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because they know we're the best, and they're trying to bring us down a peg or two. We've nearly got matching jumpers on. That's freaking
It's nice. It's because it's cold over here.
TTN. Here you go. My prepared statement. All right. Festivus Tet Anus was indeed great fun, but I didn't feel very comfy on stage, because they mentioned me not being very comfy on stage, because by the time we got on, I was pissed. See what I've done there?
I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never go on stage drunk and hate being out of control with a mic in my hand. It was a rare example of me being unprofessional. I sounded terrible on the previous podcast, as discussed, because my voice was so bad. You know, that's what we're going on about.
Yeah.
They think you've messed about with the levels.
Yeah.
But needless to say, I will be watching what you do with the board, Tony. Now... I had a great time with John and Scott, I did, and enjoyed mucking about with their kids. That sounds wrong.
Yes, it does.
And of course, their wives. Nudge, nudge. Tell I've prepared.
Sounds less wrong.
Yeah. I do admit, though, that it's easy to bounce off more people vis-a-vis when we did the punky over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I make no secret about the fact that I do really enjoy holding court. Oh, and Air at My Shorts told me that they'd quit.
Yeah.
which is why I said it to you, John and Scott.
Yeah.
And then they started again. I suppose one of them must have been drunk again.
Oh. Who knows?
And what's Punky ever done for them? This is working on the basis that they do continue to make out that without them, we'd be nothing. Right?
Okay.
Well, here goes. We've spent hundreds of pounds, psycho pounds, coming to see them. We've picked them up. We've got them something to fucking talk about every week. We've guested on their shows, and we've provided half of their cunting sound bites. I think that's enough. What have they done for us? Fuck all.
Put us up in Chicago, which was nice.
Yeah, how much did it cost them? Yeah, stay at my house. Scott didn't even know what day I was coming.
Okay.
They've got stuff to work out. Yeah. As for when Total Nonsense come to the UK, which they asked about as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes, of course we'll look after them.
Of course.
And yes, of course we'll buy them dinner.
Oh, of course.
Now, Tony, I've got an issue.
I've been known to buy dinner.
Oh, you haven't got an issue about that?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
What's this alcohol cast?
Alcohol cast? Oh, it's just something I started up.
Yeah?
Yeah. When we started podcasting, we thought, what we're going to do is do one with a band, and it never actually happened.
That sounds a bit TTN.
Doesn't it? Actually, it's quite TTN-y. In a good way. Yeah, my band started a podcast.
So, have you just done one?
We just did the second one.
Is it on Podcast Alley?
Yes, it is.
Well, are you going to tell people about it?
If you go to the alcoholcast.btpodshow.com, you can.
I beg your pardon.
Alcoholcast.btpodshow.com. It's free hosting.
Have you signed up
on BT Podshow?
Yeah.
For the free ones.
Oh right, okay.
The free ones. That's available to everyone.
Yeah, it's
BT Podshow, which is our home.
It's not like us. You haven't...
No.
If I find out you've done the dirty on me...
Of course not. If you go to BT Podshow,
really
you can
be
have
upset.
A free podcast. And that's what we've done. So the Alcoholcast...
This is worse than I thought.
Alcoholcast.btpodshow.com. Because it's free and it's great. Yes. We're going to do one show with Fortnite, which is going to turn out to be one show every month.
Oh, really?
Well, it's been that so far. We'll see if show three... No, show three should happen, I should imagine.
I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Are you concerned? It's fine.
I don't need your excellence as competition. Quite clearly, from what I've heard, you're doing a pretty good job. I've heard, yeah, Tony's really held in court, yeah.
I'm quite, yeah.
Tony's really the man, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I find out you've been
believe that for a second.
You've been saving your good bits for that pile of shite. It's going to be trouble.
Because that's our subtitle. The other podcast, pile of shite.
Pile of shite.
Love Paulie B.
Yeah. Shit in a bucket. I know. Mate, I'm serious.
Okay.
If you save your good stuff for that, might be looking for a new co-host. I'll get someone good next time. Right, song three.
Song three.
Because it's only 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Christ. This is by Holy Racket. Now, we played a couple of songs by Holy Racket before. We played North Rebel Radio. Possibly twice.
Okay.
We might only have played one.
Right.
They are from the Northeast. Thus, friends of John Codger.
Oh,
Jardy.
Lovely
who,
John.
Who we'll be talking about later, but I'm just going to say now.
Dear John.
He says, you know what I mean?
Life goes on.
A lot. He says it a lot, right?
A lot, right, yeah.
But he doesn't say, do you know what I mean? He's got this ridiculous voice. He's like, where's cage of these? Right? And then he just goes, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't know what he means.
What is he on?
I don't know what he means. I've got no idea. His drummer's a girl.
Right.
Very weird. Anyway. Holy Racket, friends of his, from the North East situation. I believe they're from Sunderland. And now, you know, I've said before, I'm an honorary Geordie, so I've got problems with Mackems.
Right.
These fellas are great, though. Absolutely brilliant. They might not be Mackems. I apologise if you are Mackems. Absolutely brilliant. And I'm going to be playing East Side Story in a minute, Tony.
Nice.
But what I want to know is, what is Holy Racket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Holy Racket.
I'm starting to think this is a bit of a, just a, this is a one way street.
Is that 4-0?
It's Tony 4, poorly beating internet 0, and this is East Side Story.
Well, I've been looking for you, been looking, I've been looking for you for an hour now. I've been looking for you, been looking, I've been looking for you for an hour now. East Side, West Side, South Side, North. East Side, West Side, South Side, North.
So, Tony.
Yes.
Great track.
Great track, as
Fair
always.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We didn't think we were going to be able to deal with CDR, but we have done.
Yep.
Nice one.
Well, how is now, Moon's Lodge and all that?
What I want to ask you is...
Yes.
It's been a while now.
Yes.
Have you had the chance to have a look at GoDaddy.com?
It's getting embarrassing.
Well...
No, I haven't.
Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
Like, essentially... They're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting and SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, which is
PUNKY1,
into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25, which is a no-brainer because, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
And it is a good exchange rate.
It is a good exchange rate. Do you know what? I've
as his trainers would adhere to.
I went and see Slow Burning Car.
Yes.
On Sunday night, last night. And they were going, oh, do you know England's more expensive than we remember? I went, no, it's not, mate. It's really cheap. You've just got the problem with that exchange rate, baby. They're like, what the fuck are you on about? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm sure there was something else I was going to say now. No, there isn't. No, here's the next one. Tony, that was, and I've just got the EP in front of me, Silent Meow, and this is a Halloween 2007 limited edition.
Okay.
I probably meant 2007.
Not 2007. 2007. That's a different thing.
2007. What are you doing, mate? Silent Meow. They sent us this week. This is hot off the press.
Okay. Wicked. Right.
And they wanted us to play it. I wanted to play it as well. That is track 4. And that is called Angel Whore. I'll be honest with you. I reckon the other 3 tracks are better than that.
Okay.
But...
So we're playing the worst one?
We're playing the worst one to get people to go to the website and check it out.
It's
What I want to know is, Tony, what is the website?
SilentMeow.
No, I'm sorry, what is the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SilentMeow.
Yeah, it is. It's Tony 5.
5.
Poorly being the internet nil.
God.
This is turning into a thrashing.
It's good to be relaxed.
Now, we are relaxed.
We are.
And we have been playing a bit of Texas Hold'em.
In that break, yeah, we had a bit.
We've been playing a bit of poker.
That bluffing bastard. I knew he was bluffing.
That Jimmy.
Jimmy
bluffing bastard.
Jimmy eats bluff.
Johnson.
Bastard. Bluffing Jimmy.
However, yeah. I've been playing Texas Hold'em for quite a while now. Now, you've got about 5,000 points, haven't you?
Something like that, yeah.
I've got 24,000, but I have been losing quite badly this week.
Yeah.
And one time I was losing was a direct result of going for a tournament.
Yeah.
When my computer froze. And you know how most people, when their computer freeze, go,
oh dear, my
computer's frozen. I said, oh dear, I'm going to get in touch with Texas Hold'em. This is what happened. All right. Subject, Poker King gets disconnected. Hello all, because you sent it to 3 or 4 of them, right? Hello all, I've been unexpectedly disconnected from the server. during a tournament. Venetian, room 84, hand ID 117. And I wouldn't mind, have minded so much, but I was doing rather well. Can you let me know how I get my fee back, as I'm a bit miffed? Cheers, Paul Edwards. That's me.
Yeah.
PPS. This has happened before, but not in a tournament. PPS. Despite this, I am a major fan and mention you on my podcast every week.
That's right? True.
Which is true, mate. And it comes back. Sorry. We're working hard to resolve this bug. Please reply to this message with a link to your profile. Log into FB. Don't know what it is. Click Facebook. On profile. Oh, Facebook. And copy the URL at the top of the page and include the number of points lost. Thanks, Wendy.
Mm.
I replied, Wendy. Because we're on first name terms.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for getting back to me. Bloody, bloody, blah, Facebook, bloody, blah. 250 plus 17, which was the fee. Not a great deal, but for a miser like me, it's a pot of gold, open brackets, particularly as I would have won for once. And as you are my witness tonight, I've not had good cards.
No.
I haven't had good cards for ages. It's really great that you can take the time to get back to me. Good luck sorting the bugs out. I shall definitely give you the heads up on my next podcast, which is called Punky and is on iTunes if you can be bothered to find it. Or here, punkyradio.com. Cheers, Paulie B. I get the email back from Wendy. Points restored. Cool. Read your podcast. I'll definitely check it out. Thanks for the link. P.S. Don't hesitate to write in again if you lose additional points due to system failure /bugs. Even if the amount is very small, best, Wendy. I'm thinking she wants me.
Okay.
I send an email back. Wendy, you're a legend. Open brackets. I'm doing a good job of losing them all by myself tonight, though. Close brackets, Paulie B. See what I've done there?
Sorry, yeah, yeah.
I've just been a bit meek. P.S. If you do check it out, go back to one before my voice was knackered. Open brackets. It's been shagged for about 3 weeks. Close brackets. There's a best of about 6 weeks ago. That's a good start. Right. Get the email back.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes. This is from Wendy from Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Is a twat. No. Wendy from Texas Hold'em. I'm loving the game. Loving the concept. Loving it. Here goes. Cool. I will. If you do mention us, please let me know when you do. Maybe, here it goes, maybe we can link to the podcast somewhere. Thanks, and have fun losing your chips. Wendy, do you know what's good about that?
What's that?
10,000 people on the poker at any one time.
Nice.
Wendy has said to us, drop a link on. You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
When you connect to Palms or Bellagio or Venetian, I'm thinking you're connecting to Punky.
You even know the server names.
Of course
on
I do.
Texas Hold'em Poker.
They're the four.
Win. What's the one? The Palms?
Palms, Bellagio, Venetian, Win. That's how I remember them.
Oh dear.
Hey, thanks Wendy.
Thanks Wendy.
She's lovely.
I didn't visit her restaurants in the States when I went. I should have done.
You'd love Wendy's, man.
Apparently they're nice.
You'd love Wendy's.
Yeah.
They're right up your street.
Yeah.
They've got meat in buns.
I love meat in buns. I love buns.
I tell you what, didn't we have meat in buns tonight?
We did.
Eventually.
£1.
For a pound.
Anything for a pound.
I've got something else to say it.
Okay.
I just need to remember what it is.
God, we're relaxed.
Poetry Corner.
Ooh.
I've actually got two things to say here. Mustang Lightning, I'm going to take the piss out of you massively. We have a brilliant Poetry Corner this week. Now, we haven't had Poetry Corner for a while. If you do have a poem that you'd like to send in to Poetry Corner, you need to send it to paulieb at punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. That's paulieb at punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. Now, I'm a bit of a ladies' man.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And
self-proclaimed.
On Facebook. I know this bird called Tessa, who saw me at a gig about 11 years ago.
Right.
Tracked me down on Facebook. Frankly, I think she's a bit of a stalker.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's written this poem. Now, I don't come out of this that well.
All right.
But I'm still going to read it out.
Oh.
This is called Another Naked Suicide at the Feet of Pauly B. I think she's being sarcastic. Here goes. There's a rustle in the tabloids and a snigger, pardons me, another naked suicide at the feet of Pauly B. You hear the tales in waiting rooms dripping from the magazines. You see his girls on Trisha, from wives to royals to teens. They cannot live without him. They hang themselves from trees. Such is the devastation of the heart caused by Pauly B. The female world is pining for the charms of Pauly B. And yet he doesn't court it with any act that seems unseemly. He is the most demure of men, whose only crime, if any, is owning much too fine a soul, the surrounding lusts of many. If they can't have him, they want none, as no man can compete. They'll leave their homes and husbands for a shot at Pauly B. The guilt is monumental for humanitarian Pauly B, as all he wants is to heal sick pets and drink his herbal tea. His gift is but a curse to him. This will be his legacy, to leave all women wanting more. The wondrous Pauly B.
Right.
Fancy myself quite a bit.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks very much for that.
Nice.
Well, did you have one called the lovely Tony? No, sir.
I didn't know.
No, sir. Thank you, Tessa.
I could write one.
Could you now?
Myself.
I've got one other thing to write out, and I believe, let me just check here.
I love Tony.
Yeah.
He's no phony.
Yeah.
And he's rather bony.
And he's a fuck pony.
Hung like a pony.
I've got something else to read out before we do the next song, and this is quite important as it goes.
Okay.
I just need to find out where it is. Where is it, Tone? I think it's in here.
I think it's there.
I think it's there, yeah. Yes, it is. Hi, blokes. Just caught the show. Fucking loved it, and I'm glad you enjoyed the albums. That was a great idea you had, by the way, about a punky discount. There it goes. So, I thought about it for about 3 seconds and came up with this. The Motor Sounds Records Punky Special. Blood on the Scratch Plate, 65. The greatest compilation album ever made. And it is good. We've played loads of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant, right? The Roots left my mind. As you said yourself, not a bad track on it. Rusty Springfield, Please Don't Dance Whilst Holding Drinks, Garage Punk Genius. And the Bonevilles badge. They've no Bonevilles CDs left, as it's all sold out. And they don't have a lot of badges left either. So it's while stocks last. Stocks laugh, stocks last. 18 quid, including postage and packing.
Right.
That equates to buy one, get one free. Buy two, get one free, right? What about that for a deal? That's three full-length albums or 42 tracks and a tasteful button badge for 20 quid. It's a friggin' steal.
It's nice.
Available for the whole month of November and direct through Motor Sounds. All they've got to do is visit myspace.com/motorsounds or motorsoundsrecords.com and click the special punky PayPal button. There's also a thing
there's
on
a
our page.
There's a punky PayPal button?
There's a thing on our page as well.
Okay.
They also accept checks, dollars, pounds, rupees, dinars, shekels, Martian groats,
yaks,
and payment in any kind. Is that all right?
That's fine.
That is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wicked.
And then he's put, Grouper, no wait, that's a fish, isn't it? Andy. Motor Sounds, thank you so much. Punky podcast listeners, this is a great early Christmas present.
Yeah.
Because you can get hold of three CDs and badges, and I reckon if you email Motor Sounds, Andy might even be able to get the thing signed.
Mm.
Proper.
Yeah.
proper gift. What I love about this is we've got to do nothing about it.
That's the best thing about it.
It's the best thing. If you are into what we played last week, second half of the show last week.
Yeah.
If you liked
three
it.
Songs.
Buy these albums.
Mm.
Now, I am so happy about these albums, Dane.
Yeah.
That I'm going to play the song I was going to play after this one.
Okay.
I'm going to have to talk. Oh, God, I've got. Done it in the wrong bit. I'm going to change my mind.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That means I'm going to have to change my CD.
Oh, that's dangerous. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah.
You've got no choice, have you, really?
No.
Let's face it. It's 8 minutes to 4 o'clock in the morning. We're in the Highwayman's Lodge. You've got nothing else to do but change that CD.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
But
we've both just lost quite a choice at poker.
At least it's track one. So what I want to know is, Tony,
yeah,
not what I was going to ask you, which was about a slow-burning car, because I've done the thing in the wrong bit.
Ooh.
Gutted.
Wow.
What I want to know is, we're going to play a track by The Roots, played them last week.
Okay.
With Left My Mind.
Right.
Is the album, as discussed. Brilliant album.
Yeah.
Even Steph loves it.
Even Steph loves it.
Fans and bands across the land.
Great taste in music.
Going to play the title track. The album's called Left My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the title track's called?
The Roots?
Left My Mind. I'm afraid that's minus 5 points. No. Title track is Left My Mind. What I want to know is,
yeah,
what is the MySpace page of The Roots?
MySpace.com/The Roots.
You find it's too easy. Tony Six, poorly beating the internet and hell. This is Left My Mind.
Checked all of my cupboards, checked under the stairs, looked in all my pockets, simply wasn't there. Searched under my bed, and I searched my automobile. Turned everything upside down, couldn't find it still. I left my mind.
That is such a great album. Left My Mind. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I really, really like it. This, of course, is the Dead 60s.
It's also another great band.
Who are also another great band. Oh, who did I talk to the other night? I was talking to John Codger.
Charlie.
Not a man.
Life.
No, I've got no idea what you mean. What are you talking about? I've got no idea. Now.
Oh, poor John.
Me and him went down to see Slow Burning Car on Sunday. You couldn't make it. It was Punky Plus One. He came down instead.
Yeah.
Went down there. Lovely fellas. Really lovely fellas.
Liked the band as well.
From Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, and because I made the effort, Tony, and you didn't. I'm invited out there and you're not.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So...
But it's a bit burnt now, isn't it?
It's a bit burnt. They've just been making a bit of room for me. They know it takes me...
Oh, right, okay. Clearing the way.
They know I need a bit of room to park. Anyway. Slow Burning Car, very kindly, gave me a CD and a T-shirt.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've also got some badges already. So yeah. We've got a competition right there. I need to ask one question.
Okay.
Right, Slow Burning Car is the last track we're playing this week. I'll be talking about some other things in a second. But Slow Burning Car, last track we're playing this week.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, where are they from?
Right.
Where are Slow Burning Car from? If you think you know, I've already given you the answer.
Yeah.
If you think you know, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and we'll put you all in the hat, because presumably there'll be a few of you.
There'll be a hat.
We'll put you all in the hat. The winner will get a T-shirt, CD, and possibly a couple of badges, right? Now, we're not going to be doing the answer for Fortnite. Ask me why.
Why is that?
Because the T-shirt is at John Codger's.
Dear John... Really?
I left it there, yeah.
All right.
With my other...
In a rush on the way out, were we?
With my other under. So,
it's a beautiful,
I can't
beautiful
get the T-shirt back for Fortnite.
Okay.
So we won't do the answer for Fortnite. Also, we have had winners. You know the bitch slap Barbie thing I've never sent off? Did we have a... We had a comp last week, didn't we?
Did we?
No. Bitch slap Barbie. Sorry, I haven't sent anything out yet.
Mm.
I did mean to. Oh no, so I'm getting confused with the motorcycle thing. We won't do the answer to this for Fortnite. So if you know where Slow Burning Car are from, email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer. The other thing I have to say about them is that the track that we're going to play last, we played a few weeks ago. It's called Formula One.
Yeah.
I'm playing it again because I want you to take specific attention to the screams, because the screams are done by Vic out of the band, who's a keyboard player.
Okay.
Right? He sits behind that keyboard, loves it. He's a bit Monty Oxymoron. He's very much like the Damned keyboard player, right? In that, takes it easy, has a good laugh. This song comes on, this is his moment.
Okay.
This is it. Oh, he gets angry. Oh, so angry. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. This geezer, he's a cool spring. And when he gets a chance to shout, he fucking goes for it like you wouldn't believe. He's a right knoblet. Right,
no.
He gets really stuck in. He's like, Christ, he looks really angry, but it's really funny.
Nice.
And they did this, they only had time for six songs, they did this fourth or fifth. I think they should have done it last, because for me it was a highlight. Brilliant, brilliant song. Anyway, we'll be playing it in a bit. If you'd like the chance to win an album, Slow Burning Car, what one knows, where they from. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Where are they from? Quite straightforward. Already told you, not saying it again. Now, in other news, The Wrench had already asked me for my second column.
Nice.
This quite all ties in rather
proving
nicely.
Proving quite popular.
The Wrench are on our top friends. Check them out. Brilliant, brilliant. Psychobilly and kind of cars, I'd say, basically.
Yeah.
Great fanzine, one of the best fanzines I've ever seen, and I can recommend page 38 of the latest issue, because it's me.
Yeah.
But, great interviews in it, including this month, Guana Bats, Henry and the Bleeders, etc. They're already asking for people to contribute to the next one that's going to come out early next year.
Okay.
Do visit their page. Do buy their stuff, because at the moment they're on a limited print run. And I really want them to expand. Not just for me, just because I think they're great, you know. So do visit The Wrench. Now, we've done that.
Yes.
Devolution.
Ooh.
Our friends.
Yes.
This month, this issue, the Christmas issue.
Mm.
Right. Got an interview with us.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you remember doing that now?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Did you do it in Chicago?
Yeah. With Kevin.
Which Kevin?
The fish.
Who's Kevin the fish?
I had a fish.
When did you have a fish in Chicago?
I had a fish in Chicago. Oh, yeah. We spent many a time whiling away the hours.
Is that when you were by yourself?
Go around his little thing going, who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Toad.
It was in as many hours spent, fine.
You're pissed, aren't you?
A little bit. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
It is 4 o'clock in the morning. We're quite relaxed. You have to say something for a minute. I'm just lighting this.
If Kevin's listening, call me. You know the number. We're on BT Pod Show, as always. Our page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. If you are on there, please do review us or add a comment, because we will read them out. And while you're in the reviewing mood, if you're on iTunes, god damn it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Felt it. If you're on iTunes, please subscribe to us. And while you're there, can you review us? If you review us, 5 stars only, please. And we will read your reviews out. And Paul will fart join them. And the world will sigh.
Yeah.
And Kevin will die.
I want to know more about Kevin.
Remember Kevin? Little red fish.
Where did Kevin come from?
Remember Kevin?
No. I've got no recollection of Kevin whatsoever.
When I went to Chicago, I stayed at Rick's house and his kids bought me a fish.
Did they?
Yeah, and I had to name it.
You called it Kevin?
I called it Kevin. It looked like a Kevin. And he stayed in my room. And I left him there.
No idea about him.
Didn't you know he bought me a fish?
You left him there?
I left him
all
there.
All alone?
Well, I didn't fancy it through customs. And plus, I didn't want to subject the poor bastard to the flight.
So you thought you'd leave him in that bag?
Yeah. I punctured a hole in the side, it'd be fine. It can breathe.
It'd be fine. Long no one tips him up.
It'll be alright.
Okay. I knew nothing about Where's Kevin Tony? The fish. Yeah, this is a complete revelation.
Alright, I've not mentioned it before. There you go. Yeah.
So, anyway, Doc.
Yes.
Last week with my gigs and itching.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Right.
Obviously.
Friday night. Bit down on numbers. Only 170 in.
Right,
still okay. A good crowd.
Yeah.
Saw a great show. Went out after.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to thank all the ladies of itching.
All of them.
Being so kind and friendly. Dear.
Yeah.
Saturday night, did the Ying Lecture. This is one we do advance tickets for, right? Details are on the Facebook and also on lastminutecomedy.com.
Yeah.
Right. Great show, actually. Same acts. Oh, no, sorry. Same headline.
Right.
Different first act. The first act in Itchen had been Jared Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Great act from New Zealand. The first act in Letchworth on the Saturday night is called Dan Willis, who goes on about Australia quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So there was an Antipodean Fields and the whole thing.
Nice. Right?
Brilliant shows, both nights. Not got a lot else to say other than both nights. Went to Bombora afterwards. Both nights. Got in about 4 o'clock. Both nights. Had a bit of trouble finding the lock.
Right, okay.
Both nights, other people with me, vaguely embarrassed. Fair. I'm going to get on with the last one now.
Okay.
This is Slow Burning Car.
Wicked.
That I was going to play before, but I did things the wrong way round because it's 4 a.m. and I'm hammered.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is Formula One. Now, we played it a few weeks ago, but I want you to listen out to the screams and imagine a bloke looking a bit like a cross between me and Fatboy.
Wow.
But seriously angry.
Wow.
Calling himself up, ready for a scream. When the scream comes, it's him. Great band. Have I done the competition?
Yes.
Good. It's late, isn't it?
It is.
You want to win their album, it's brilliant.
That's what it is.
What's the question?
Where are they from? Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your answer.
They're from Hollywood.
Oh. Well, you win then, don't you?
Oh, shit. Oh, why is he giving the answer?
Hey?
If you think you've heard the answer, email, miles away, paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Did you think we were just having a conversation?
I just thought everything was over.
Oh, okay.
Everything's never over.
No.
Title your email, competition, or whatever I said before.
Okay.
Where are Slow Burning Car from?
I wonder.
Tony.
Yes.
From your point of view,
It's
only 6-0. For 7 points.
Yes.
What a slow burning car's MySpace page.
myspace.com/slowburningcar.
It's Tony 13.
Nice.
Paulie B. And it's
unassailable.
This is my car to a week, mate. This is my Texas Hold'em. This is Formula One.
I hate you. I hate everything you do. When you smell, how you look, you say I love you. First it's fine, then it's not. 2 days later it's forgot. All the time that you waste, I've already got in place. Say a prayer, slipping fool. Rise and shine, you're a tool. So obscene, squeaky clean. Little teeny bopper's dream. Pile it up, here's a cup. Make sure not to miss a drop. 6 foot Aryan disgrace, your shit is spilling up my space. Like a never-ending blur, sputter on and on, but you'll never know it's wrong. Show the light every night, but you still complain it's bright. 6 foot Aryan disgrace, your shit is spilling on my space.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
I just love that. And the screams, honestly, you have to see it live to really appreciate the screams. This geezer is a cold spring.
I really like them. I'd like to have seen them.
Right. The album is interesting and varied.
Okay.
Right. One of the reasons we played that song again is that there aren't that many fast songs on it.
Right.
You know, I love my fast songs. But it is a great album. Great album. So, do enter the competition. You get that, you get a t-shirt. There's always an extra couple of things. We've had a load of Silent Meow badges in. So, you probably get a couple of those buttons for you Americans. We haven't mentioned Canardians this week, have we?
We haven't. Probably next week.
Yeah, alright. Should we do it next week?
Yeah.
I like Canardians.
I do as well. I've not been there yet. I flew over it.
Which one's your favourite ones?
The ones that say a boot.
Boot, that's all
the
of them.
The ones that say a boot. Is that all of them?
Yeah.
I love them all.
Do you?
Well, all but a couple.
My favourite ones are in Alberta.
Nice.
Got a lot of time for Albertans.
The Ontarians.
Ontarians are cool.
Yeah.
I like the Ontarians. We've got a handful, a palmful, if you will, a mittenful A clutch of Ontario almonds.
A clutch of Gnardens.
Yeah.
That you want.
But liking the ones in Alberta.
Okay.
Liking them.
Any reason?
They're nice.
Fair enough. I quite like the Germans in that respect.
Fair enough, yeah. With good reason. Vote for us at Podcast Alley if you don't mind.
Please do.
PodcastAlley.com. There is a link on our MySpace page.
Yep.
We do appreciate the votes. Also, and I mean this, if you've got an iTunes review,
Please do it.
Please, if you can get on iTunes, find Punky, leave a review for us. It helps us, really. It helps us a lot.
I'm going to read them out.
Make sure that you go to BD Pod Show. You can get your own radio station there. We'll have news about Wicked Radio and Hussie's Gunk next week, because I want to do them proud. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.